I know it's kind of rainy out there, but we also want to wish a happy Father's Day to all the dads in our audiences. We are going to start out with a time of announcements. So if anybody has an announcement they would like to share, I know brought up at the early service, Tessa's soup and sandwich to raise money for going to nurse in Nigeria was brought up. That'll be next week. All right, anybody? Anybody who didn't hear that, it's going to be drawing to a close that we can have school supplies donated for the annual conference, and there are boxes around the church. Next Sunday will be the last Sunday for that. Anything else? If there's nothing else, I'm going to... Oh, Chelsea and Andrew got married yesterday, and that's certainly a joy. We'll use that to start off our joys and concerns if an usher can come forward. If we have no more joys and concerns, I know we had a joy from the early service. It is Jenna's birthday today. I won't make you guys sing to her again because she already had that joy this morning. I know that nobody said anything in the early service, but Peggy and Bob Roach, friends of my grandparents, we want to keep Mr. Bob in our prayers because he was diagnosed with prostate cancer. If that's all we have, we're going to move along in our service to the call to worship. Please stand and join us.
As we gather,
let us shut out all distractions.
As we gather,
let us open our ears to hear.
As we gather,
let our minds be open to your will.
As we gather,
let our hearts be ready for your presence.
As we gather,
let us be transformed into your image.
You may be seated. I invite you to close your eyes. Take a deep breath in and out. Clear your mind from outside distractions. Set aside your worries or fears. Focus on this time with God. Think about the masks you wear every day, disguising yourself from other people, but also disguising yourself from God. As you consider the reasons you wear these masks, reach up, remove them from your face, and hold them in your hands. What mask do you wear for society? Peel it away and offer it to God. What mask do you wear in the workplace or in school? Peel it away and offer it to God. What mask do you wear at home? Peel it away and offer it to God. What masks remain? Peel them away and offer them to God. Now open your eyes. Next time you look in the mirror, see God reflected in you and feel renewed. Please pray with me. God of many wonders, you are so strong, yet so gentle. You have a place for us all. You know our every move and watch over us. Call to us as we strive to grow closer to you. We all yearn for your power and glory to reign over us. Show us that power so we can be more like you. Help us to grow in your glorious image. And all God's children said, Amen.
Please stand and join us in our time of singing. We're going to start with hymn number 8, Brethren, We Have Met to Worship. Going to sing is hymn 167, For God So Loved Us.
Thank you. beginning, God.
God created.
God created a whole lot.
And then?
He made a man.
So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them, male and female. He created them.
He created mankind, more special than the other things in his creation.
This mankind he created was in his own image.
To be created in God's image is special.
Unique.
Important.
Fascinating.
Remarkable.
God created us in his own image.
What is an image?
An impression. A reflection or reproduction.
An attitude.
What is your image?
What is my image?
Casual.
Cool.
Calm.
Crazy.
Convicted.
Correct.
Is that God's image of me? Is that how God sees me?
How am I the image of God?
Who does God say that I am?
I am a child of God.
John 1:12. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God.
I am a branch of the true vine.
John 15:5. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing.
I am a friend of Jesus.
John 15:15. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you.
My body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who dwells in me.
1 Corinthians 6:19. Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, which you have from God, and that you are not your own?
I am a new creature in Christ.
2 Corinthians 5:17. So if anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. Everything old has passed away. See, everything has become new.
I am chosen, holy and blameless before God.
Ephesians 1:7. For he chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world, that we may be holy and unblemished in his sight and love.
I am in God's plan, created to produce good works.
Ephesians 2:6. God planned for us to do good things and to live as he has always wanted us to live. That's why he sent Christ to make us what we are.
I have been chosen of God.
I am holy.
I am loved.
As God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Colossians 3:12.
I am created in God's image.
I am created in God's image.
I am created in God's image.
We are created in God's image.
Please join me in hymn 324, Seek Ye First the Kingdom of God.
Our Lord and our God, we thank you that we can gather in this place on this day. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we rejoice and are glad in this day. We confess that it's not a perfect day, and our lives are far from perfect. And yet you've promised that you're at work in us, recreating us, making us into new creatures, unique, one of a kind, custom designed children of God. Thank you for helping to peel away old things, old attitudes, old habits. Thank you for recreating us in such a way that there's newness and there's freshness, there's hope. Thank you for these young people, for their energy and their vitality, for their gifts, which are many. Thank you for their willingness to use their gifts to bring glory and honor to you. Lord, as we come before you this morning, we are a needy people. It's not my brother, not my sister, not the preacher, not the deacon, but it's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. And so we bring our personal needs to you because you've invited us to come when we labor and are heavy laden, when we experience depression and frustration. At our worst moments, on our bad hair days, you especially then draw near to us and invite us to draw near to you. And so, Lord, hear the yearnings of our heart today. Lord, you're aware of needs within this congregation, within this community, needs for healing, needs for hope, needs for your restoring work. We also are a people of great joy. We celebrate a new marriage that has begun. We celebrate the new things that you're doing. We're grateful to you for all of your blessings, which are many. We thank you in Jesus' name, the one who taught us to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever.
What it is to give. Being created in God's image, God created the sun and the moon, the land and the seas, the birds and the land-dwelling animals. And he created man. God was so generous. He gave us all of his creation to look after. And as if that weren't enough, he gave his only son to die on the cross that we might be forgiven of our sins. Being man and completely created in God's image, we should give just as generously, be it of talent or tithes. Ushers may now come forward.
We do adore you, God, giver.
Please bow your heads and pray with me. Heavenly Father, we gather here today to think about what it is to be created in your image. Please help each and every one of us learn to give just as selflessly as you have given to us. Bless the talents given in offering this morning, as well as the monetary gifts of our congregation. May they be used in your ministry and to further your work. Amen.
A lone figure sits on a bench in a park. She has a trash bag full of her belongings.
Look where life has gotten me, homeless again. Hey, you must be a runner.
What?
You must be a runner, right? She must be a politician. I bet you're a dancer.
That I am.
Are you a mother?
Would you like part of my sandwich?
I have plenty. And I have some water, too. Are you Jesus?
2 Corinthians 3:18. And all of us, with unveiled faces, seeing the glory of the Lord as though reflected in a mirror, are being transformed into the same image from one degree of glory to another. For this comes from the Lord, the Spirit.
At this point in time, I would like to invite any children in the congregation up. If there aren't any children that would like to come up, anybody young in heart may also come up and sit with me.
Hi. Hi. Are you gonna come sit with me? We're going to talk about costumes today. Do you like costumes? Yeah?
Yeah.
You see this?
Yeah.
Yeah. For a firefighter?
Firefighter.
But he's not actually a firefighter, right? He's just dressing up.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's just a costume. Well, I dress up in costumes too. I do musical shows.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I do things like Beauty and the Beast. Do you know what, you know Beauty and the Beast?
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah? And cats? Do you like kitties? Yeah, look, see? You see the cats?
Yeah.
Yeah. We dressed up like cats. And you know what else? We did the musical Wicked, too.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, up there. But we weren't actually those people, right? We were just pretending.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And firefighter.
Yeah, just like the firefighter. And it's really fun to pretend, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fun. But we can't pretend all the time. If you weren't you, we wouldn't have one of, we wouldn't have somebody as special, right? If we had two of you, I know Pam. Oh my, that wouldn't be very good.
Hi.
Hi.
And bowl.
Yeah.
A bowl.
Yeah, because we need one of everybody, because you're special.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, even though it's important to be yourself, we can still dress up and have fun sometimes.
Yeah.
But that's not who we really are.
Hi.
Yeah.
Hey, go.
Yeah. So you should go out there. And you should be you. Okay, buddy?
Okay.
Okay. You can go back now. Oh my. Oh my. You ready to go back?
Say thank you.
The next part of our service is going to require some audience participation. So, if you know that little blank spot on the bulletin where it says sermon notes, where nobody ever writes anything, I'd invite you to get that out. And in that blank piece of paper, I would like you to write down the answer to this question. Who am I? Who are you? Who am I? I'm a musician. I'm a sister. I'm a daughter. I'm a granddaughter, and I'm a friend. But what labels are in our church family? They're all around you every day. A carpenter, a butcher, a firefighter, a dancer. One label isn't one size fits all. Each one of us has a different label. Most of these are based off what we do, what we like, our friends, hobbies, activities. Even though they may have some truth to them, they're easy labels. Everyone can see them. Everybody understands them. And we live them every day. So what happens when we start talking about your religious label? Who are you then? I'm a Christian. I'm a follower of Christ. I am His image and His light to the world. But what does it mean? When I am labeled like this, it's a lot harder to explain than I am a firefighter or I am a dancer. What other person can say you're a Christian or that you are a follower of Christ? What other person in this world knows that you are His image? I can't. Nobody can. Only you can define your relationship with God. Now, if you thought that was easy, you could wait for this part. This next question is another definition. We've defined ourselves, but now we need to define someone else. Who is God? Who is God now? God could be different from God yesterday or God tomorrow. He is different for each stage of our life and each person. Yesterday, God may have been the shoulder you cried on. Today, He might be the healer of a sick friend. Tomorrow, He could be the annoying parent who only wants the best for your future. But who else is God? A stranger? The policeman who ticketed you for going too fast? It's a difficult thing to ask ourselves, and it's not something that I can answer. We cannot figure out God. I can tell you what God is to me at this very moment, but that's not the same for me as it is for you. Each individual must enter into their own personal relationship with the Creator. And if we don't know who God is to us, how can we ever see Him in ourselves? How does God see me? Am I insignificant? Heaven is really far up there. Do I look like an ant to Him? Am I a disappointment? Or am I amazing and special and beautiful? We are bombarded with images every day, what we should look like, how we should act, from television, magazines, and celebrities. Each influences us on how to perceive who we are. They make us see ourselves differently and try to fool us into being people we aren't. We need to look past these false images and find out who we really are. And that can sometimes make finding the image in God very difficult. So what is it that keeps me from seeing God in myself? The scripture, Psalms 8, says, "Why do you bother with us? Why take a second look our way? God is so big, and yet I am so small. Why me? I'm not perfect. I make mistakes and dumb choices. Out of the whole world God looks out for, I am such a small and insignificant part." Thoughts like these are what keep me from seeing God's image in myself. These keep me from seeing that I am worthy enough to be made in God's image. But am I alone in thinking things like this? We need to change. To change how we think of ourselves. We need to look to God first to help us understand our worth that we might otherwise not see on our own. In His presence, we are changed into God's reflection. And if we cultivate and nurture that close-up relationship with the Great Shepherd, we will be like sheep, safe, protected, and loved. We will remember we are each uniquely made with gifts to treasure. No two are the same. We can trust in the plan God has set into motion with our lives. Each person can grow in their faith, and they will reflect the image of God. So I invite you now to look back at that label you first wrote down. Who are you? I'm a sister in Christ. I'm a daughter of the God Almighty. And I'm a beautiful creation in God's image. I would invite you to stand and join with me singing one of our last hymns, number 546, "Guide My Feet."
Thank you.
Lord, as we go from this place, help us to see your reflection when we look in the mirror. We are not perfect, and we will always see our flaws. Cultivate in us the desire to have a special relationship with you, so our negative thoughts and insecurities will be erased by your love. Be a living, personal presence in our lives, so may we reflect your image in all that we do. Amen.
Please join us in our closing benediction, closing hymn. Number 427,
You Shall Go Out with Joy.